It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. It's a Heart of America Athletic Conference doubleheader as Benedictine plays host to Clark University. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, well, he's our producer, our engineer, our guy to make sure that it all happens. He's in the CARE Sports Studio this afternoon running the business. Tom Couts with you here courtside. It is so good to have you along today. Clark University, very lucky travel day for them as they come from Dubuque, Iowa. And if you're familiar with the geography of that, it's maybe 8 hours from here by vehicle, or, you know, all the way in the very northeast corner of Iowa. And so a long trip, but they had a great day to make that trip. And they bring two extremely good teams to Atchison today. And we're going to talk about that as we get going here. Let's focus first of all on the first game, the ladies' game. The guys' game coming up at 2 o'clock, and we'll shift our attention to that one as we go along. But right now, the Clark Lady Pride, it doesn't get any better than what they have done. They have not lost yet in this conference season. They've started off 11-0, now 12-0 in the conference. A current winning streak of 18 consecutive wins that goes all the way back to the 13th of November in a non-conference game. In the most recent poll that just came out on Wednesday, they have gotten into the top 10 of the nation, taking that number 10 spot. And are they good? Well, they are deep scoring. They've got five players who currently average double-figure scoring, led by senior Emma Kelchin at 12-9. She also leads the team in rebounding, hit almost 8 rebounds a game. Sophomore guard Nicole McDermott is right behind her in both those categories. She's second on the team at 11.6 points a game and second on rebounds with 6.9 a game. You got Gianna Michaels and Tina Ubel with double-figure scoring. And I tell you what, they are deep. They go deep into a strong bench. They are a very, very good team. And that all said, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, they're in the middle of a 3-game homestand now, and they are on a little bit of a winning streak of their own. Benedictine is playing some very, very good basketball. They come into the game today 16-6, 8-4 in the conference, and here in the Nolan, they are 9-1 on the year. Say what we're going to do. We're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to come back. We're going to give you a little more insight into the game. We're going to introduce the starters to you, and then it's going to be Lady Raven basketball, guys game coming up at 2. Stick with us. Lots of hoops today here on CARE.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Today's new hit country, Hot Country 93.7 FM.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
313-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan, our public address announcer. Getting the starters introduced to the crowd on hand here this afternoon. Let me do that for you. How about that? For the Clark University Pride, again, number 10 of the nation, coming in at 21-2, 12-1 in the conference. They will start at the guard, Skyler Culbertson. Skyler is a 5'4" senior. And she is out of East Dubuque, Illinois. Nicole McDermott is a 5'7" sophomore from Cascade, Iowa. Now watch the geography on their recruiting area, okay? Gianna Michaels from Bellevue, Iowa is a 5'6" junior. Also from Bellevue, Iowa at 6'0", it'll be senior Emma Kelchin. Rounding out the starting five, 5'11" senior, Tina Ubo from Jackson, Wisconsin. Four of the starting five average double-figure scoring for Clark. Only Skyler Culbertson does not. And tell you what, this team brings some incredible, incredible talent out on the floor. So let's take a look now at the Lady Ravens, who brings a pretty good talent of their own. Form Benedictson coming into the ballgame at her head coach, Chan Bolson. The Lady Ravens again, 16-6 and 8-4 in the conference. They're going to be starting freshman from Goddard, Kansas, 5'6" Kennedy Nicholson. We're going to have Aaliyah Raines out of Meriden, Kansas, 5'8" junior. 6'2" senior Natalie Samarin from Maple Plain, Minnesota. Out of Gardner, Kansas, a 5'10" senior Skyler Washington. And rounding out the starting five of the week, Allie Przowski, a 6'1" senior from Hera, Oklahoma. So, again, both of these teams starting a 6-foot player. But they make them a little bit of an edge. They start two, one at 6'1" and one at 6'2". And then, of course, they're going to be coming off the bench. You know she'll be in the game a lot today. 6'3" sophomore Kyra Misuraka. Benedictine in the home white with red and black. For the Pride, it is navy blue with gold and white. I'm thinking Michigan. Okay, if that gives you some kind of an idea. Maybe even Navy. Stepping into the center circle to jump it off for Clark. It's going to be Emma Kelchin for Benedictson. It is going to be Skyler Washington. We are set to go. A great crowd on hand. And hope you enjoyed as the ball goes up the tip of the way. And Benedictson's going to control it down. We're underway. Lady Ravens bring the basketball into the forecourt and swing it over to the right side. Skyler has it, comes out on top. Green looks at the rim, pulls it back down, kicks it out top of the key to Samarin. Ravens go over to the right side of the free throw line. Brzezowski in, upper shot blocked. Rebound underneath Samarin. BC out on top, 7 on the shot clock. Nicholson, 3, and Benedictson's in front. Kennedy Nicholson with the first bucket of the ball game at 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. Clark gets into the forecourt for the first time today. They'll start over to the right side, dish it off down to the baseline, looking in, not a lot of room there. They'll drive across, they'll reverse layup. It's got to be blocked, and Samarin's got to be calling for the foul. So for Benedictson, that very first touch of the ball defensively results in Natalie picking up foul number one. Natalie got a little foul trouble the other night and saw quite limited playing time. The first free throw here is up and good. And Clark was on the board with a free throw from Emma Kelchin. One more shot coming up. Airborne and perfect. It is a 3-2 Benedictson lead, and we're not quite a minute into the game. Brzezowski with the basketball, dumps it over to the left side. Brains will kick it into the corner to Nicholson. Now back to Brzezowski, give and go. Ravens work the perimeter. Knocked away from Brains for a minute. She'll recover it, gets it back again. Goes baseline. Her reverse layup doesn't go in. That was a beautiful move, but it just didn't finish. And back up with it will come Clark. 8:45 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens by one. Clark with the basketball up top side. So kick over to the left edge and back off on top they come. 8:30 to go. The drive, baseline, the shot blocked by Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictson and Skyler Washington. Flies down the court. She'll take it on the right side. Working in front of the Clark bench. Drives up on top. And that was a great job of flopping out there by Nicole McDermott. She reeled back, and Skyler's going to be called for an offensive foul. So for Benedictson, that will be team foul two. .8:15 to play here in this opening quarter. Out on top of the basketball, Clark. They'll have it around to the right side, way out high on the wing. Looking into the middle is going to be Gianna. Michaels will kick it down to the baseline where the underhand layup is up and missing and falling down. The follow shot is up and good. Tina Ubel falling to the floor is able to put it in. And for the first time today, Clark is in front. 7:49 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictson back on offense. Around the left side is going to go, and the three is up. Brzezowski, no rebound underneath. Tina Ubel. And now defense in the backcourt by Samarin, and Ubo had no help. She travels with the ball, and Benedictine's going to have it back in. Seven and a half to go. That's not working. 4-3, Pride in front. An inbound pass is going to be taken away and stolen. Emma Kelchin coming up with a steal, and very quickly into the forecourt with it down the right side. Skyler Culberson, she'll take it all the way to the baseline, dump it over to the left edge to Gianna Michaels, comes back out on top. Ubel will straddle with her feet the three-point line. Kick it back over to the right side. Shot clock at a dozen. Kelchin will take it top of the key. Starts left. Starts right. Plays off the screen. Shot clock at 5. Driving into the lane. The pull-up from 17. Way off the mark. Rebounding it down to Marin. And here comes the Benedictine offense. Lady Ravens, 3 minutes into the game, trail by 1. Range will have it on the right side. Back up high, they come to Samarin. Natalie looks inside, nothing. Range will take it top of the key. Shoulder high dribble. Now she will accelerate into the lane, kicks it back. Samarin goes in, splits two defenders, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, shoved, pushed to the floor, and there's your foul. The defender coming from behind did not want to relinquish the uncontested layup, and Gianna Michaels will have her first foul of the game. And we'll get our first substitution in, checking into the lineup for Clark. It's going to come Maya Mershman. Maya is a 5'11" freshman from Donelson, Iowa. There are two players that are not either from Wisconsin or Iowa. One from Missouri, one from Illinois. None of them that far from Clark, as they recruit very, very well from the nearby area. The first free throw is going to be up and good. Natalie's on the board. Second free throw is short. She'll miss it away. Rebounding it down. Clark, and we are tied at four. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine here at home this afternoon with the number one team in the conference, the number 10 of the nation, Clark. BC operating out of a player defense. They'll scoot around to the right side. Here's a set shot. It's three, and it is perfect. Knocking it down from deep on the right side. Into the ballgame is going to be Isabel Manning. So Manning with her first bucket of the game. I'm going to fix that here in just a second. As we have the ball knocked away out of bounds, it'll come back into Benedictine right at the edge of the bench. Clark is going to bring Taylor Hossie into the game. It is a 7-4 Clark lead. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine driving left, back and in, kicks it over to the outside with a long two-point shot, set sail and missing by Samarin. Rebounding it back down is Clark, and they'll fly up the floor, changing hands on the dribble, Skylar Culbertson. She'll cut it over to the right side, dump it into the corner where another three is set sail at the same place, the same spot, the same shot, the same result. Mersham back-to-back threes. Ravens now trailing it 10-4. 5.5 to go. Benedictine is going to have to guard her. She's going to be over in that right edge and uncontested. Here's a layup from underneath. It's up and in. Count it for Samarin. Plus one. Natalie Samarin gets the bucket. The foul is going to be on Skylar Culbertson, who had no business down there guarding the 6'1" Ravens center. And we're going to find Samarin coming to the free throw line with an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. Twyla's going to come into the ball game for Benedictine is checking out Allie Brzezowski. The free throw, perfect. Samarin is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, has 4 points, and Benedictine is back within one possession, trailing at 10-7. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Clark back into the front court. On the left side is going to be Mershman. Kicks it over to the right edge. Looking in the middle. Culberson, no room there. The give and go. Into the post. The spinning shot. Inside is going to be up and good. Count that bucket in the middle for Taylor Hossie. And that's right. McKenna was her older sister. 5 minutes to go. Midpoint of the opening quarter. Lady Ravens start to the top. Drive to the baseline. The feed. Twyla from 17. No. And a rebound pulled down by Hossie. Here comes Clark, and we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. And that's going to be another one on Samarin. And just like Wednesday, Natalie jammed up with fouls early, and she's going to have to come out of the game. She pleads her case to the official who made the call. So Natalie with 2 fouls, 5 minutes and 12 seconds into the game. Ravens apply a little token pressure on the inbound play and up court with the basketball. It's going to be Culberson. Culberson over to the left side with it. Mershon drives to the baseline. Kyra Misuraca has come in to take the place of Natalie Samarin and forces a turnover on the baseline. Benedictine will be up the floor with it. .425 to play in the opening quarter. The shot goes up, and Kyra can't get it to fall, but she is fouled from the inside. The official's going to walk over and make the indication. That's going to be the second foul of the game for Gianna Michaels for Clark. So Gianna Michaels, who averages 10.8 a game for this team and is one of their starters, she's in a little early foul trouble. Coming to the free throw line, Benedictine and Misuraca eyes it and gets it. Now, for Benedictine, the good news is they're hitting their free throws. The bad news is most of their scoring coming from the free throw line here in the early going. They trail by 4 now at 12-8. This one is up. Rolls in 12-9. So Benedictine again down by 3 with 4:20 to go in the first. Misuraca with her first 2 points. Up court with the basketball, quickly over to the left side, and back off on top it comes. Clark works around the perimeter. Benedictine in there, player defense. Here's a baseline three from the left side, drains it. Baseline corner shots are falling like raindrops for Clark. First three of the ball game, first points of the ball game for Michaels. It is now 15-9. Lady Ravens down again by half a dozen. 3:50 to go. Benedictine has brought Heather Ronnebaum into the game. Ronnebaum feeds down low. Twyla turns and twists and shoots and misses. Rebound Clark. Grind coming up the floor. The outlet pass down the left side, handled by Izzy Peterson. Izzy started for this team for quite a while and then had her, after starting the first 12 games of the year, had a senior come in and take her starting spot. So that's how good Clark is. They're willing to replace someone who started the first dozen games of the year with someone who they thought was better suited. It'll be Clark basketball coming out of the far sideline. 16-15, now 14 on the shot clock. They lead by half dozen. It is their largest lead of the afternoon. The drive down the right side, getting inside of Twilight. Way too late, reaches in and commits a foul. So Twilight will have her first foul of the game. And Clark coming to the free throw line, Tina Ubel will get her first look at the rim. Emma Kelchin had the only free throws up until now. She's 2 of 2, so these will be the third and fourth free throws for Clark today. The first one here is up and a little bit short. One more shot coming up here. Tina at the free throw line, an okay free throw shooter, 45 of 65 coming into the game today, 69%. Not quite the three quarters that coaches like to see. Here's a second one. It is good. And Clark goes up now 16-9. And that seven-point lead is their biggest advantage of the day. 3:10 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter of the women's game. Out on top of it is going to be Ronnebaum. She'll play off the screen by Twilight. Takes it all the way to the baseline left. Stops there. Lobs it back behind her to Skylar. Skylar, I don't think, is taking a shot until this one. Nails it, Skylar Washington. Her first shot, her first point at 16-12. 2:50 to go. Now, if you're getting the feeling this could be a high-scoring game, that's probably fair to assume. Because I think both of these teams like to score. They do score. And back out on top with it, Clark for the basketball, leading here by 4. The feed outside the left block, driving in, spinning and turning and shooting and scoring. Tina Ubel, she's got 5 now. 18-12. 2:20 to go. And Clark is going to bring 4 new players into the game. Ronnebaum out on top. Skyler, an uncontested 3. Rims out, no good. Rebounded underneath by Hazi. Here comes the Pride. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Clark with the basketball. They lead it by a half a dozen at 18-12 here in Atchison this afternoon. Michaels with the ball. Feeds it to the block. Back it in. Pushing in. Nice defense by Missy Rocca. Would not allow the access. Now they'll feed it again. Spinning, driving, shooting, scoring. And right there, it's just a problem of Taylor Hossie's too fast for Kyra inside. She can spin and get inside her and has put her team up by 8. It's 20-12. 1:40 to go in the opening quarter. It is Heather Ronnebaum. Tries to work to the baseline. She is fouled. Foul is going to be on Tina Ubel. Benedictine is going to bring Reigns back into the game, and for Clark, 4 substitutions. With 1:37 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine is also going to bring Anna San Juan into the game, and Coach Folsom says, hey, while we're just doing a lot of substituting, let's bring Brzezowski back in. So we'll reset that Lady Ravens 5 when the opportunity presents itself. We're out at 1.5 to go in the opening quarter right now. Benedictine has the ball down 8. And they're going to turn it over with a travel up top side. Clark putting it in play from the backcourt on the far side and walking up the floor. Skylar Culbertson. Little skip pass up to the top side. Going to be Kelchin with it. Back over to the left to Culbertson. Looking in. Gets it to Kelchin. She'll drive in. Multiple steps. I mean, they're getting 2, 3, 4 feels like steps around the outside. And another 2 for Kelchin. Benedictine in trouble. Lady Ravens down double figures, and coach realizes it. We're getting a Lady Raven timeout. Taking a break with Benedictine with 1:09 to go in the first. Clark 22, Benedictine 12.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance.
locally owned and operated. You'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with me here in the Nolan, where with a minute 9 to go in the opening quarter, the Benedictine Lady Ravens in a little trouble early, down double figures, 22-12. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts here, and Benedictine with the basketball. Need to find some offense. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be slapped away and out of bounds away from Brzezowski. And it's rolling around in the courtside dining. It's retrieved by Emma Kelchin. I don't know if she took maybe a spoon of baked beans while she was down there or not. That sounds pretty delightful. Minute to go in the opening quarter. The ball comes in. Driving in, driving across. A little reverse layup again. For the second time, trying that shot and missing is Aaliyah Raines. First one, she went to the left side. That time, she came to the right side. Neither one of them went in. And Benedictine again comes up empty-handed with 40 seconds to go in the first. Here's a feed down to the left box. The shot up, no. Follow shot up, no. Rebound finally, Brzezowski. San Juan coming up the floor, having trouble handling the basketball. Gets it away to the left side. Raines will take it there. Out on top. Run up on three. It won't go. Rebound underneath. Raines gets the follow shot. Aaliyah Raines has her first points of the game. It is 22-14. Clark in front. Shot clock's off. 12 seconds, 11. Rolling it down toward the end of the opening quarter. Back to the rim, turning around, looking inside, holding it up with 4-3. The drive baseline picked up on a double team. The ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. And a half a second left for Clark to inbound and get a shot away. That is not time to catch and shoot. That is time to catch and tip up. Looking in. They're trying that. Here it comes in, and the shot. No, we have come to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor in Atchison. First quarter of the ladies' game of the book gets Clark 22, Benedictine 14.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Happy to have you with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium this afternoon as the crowd is outstanding. Benedictine in a little trouble though early. They've trailed already by as many as double figures and looking for some stats here, and I don't think we have really any to share with you at this point in the game. Yeah, pretty much no, so I will let you know that Clark is led in scoring by Myra Mearsman, and Maya, she hit back-to-back three-point shots from deep in the right corner, has a half a dozen. Tina Uba with 5, Kelchin with 4, Hasse 4, 3 for Michaels. For Benedictine, pays it away. Natalie Samarin, 4 points. 3 for Kennedy Nicholson and Skyna Washington. Missy Rocca and Raines each with 2. And for Benedictine, 4 of their 14 have come at the free throw line. It is Clark basketball to begin the second quarter. They bring it in play, and we are back underway. A little bounce run. Thank you, Bunch. The feed inside. The shot is up. No. The follow shot is up. No. The next tip is up. No. And Benedictine refuses to rebound. Now we will have a Lady Raven foul, and Clark will come to the free throw line. Well, we do have some halftime stats down there in a very new and different format. Let's see what we've got here. Benedictine, we have a limited number here. The free throw here, no good. Trying to analyze this stuff. Benedictine, 4 of 14 shooting, 28%. Clark is 8 of 14 shooting, 57%. Benedictine, 2 of 5 from the outside. Clark is 3 of 3. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Uba will hit, as she did her last appearance at the free throw line, one of two. Clark's in front, 23-14. Connor Washington back out on the court for Benedictine, 23-14. Lady Ravens trailing in the game. There was a travel, but BC gets away with it. Down the right side, Kennedy Nicholson over to the right side to Washington. She's way out on the wing in front of the Clark bench. Reigns to the free throw line, back in the end. There's JJ, turns and shoots and scores. How about that? So give that bucket to Benedictine and Jennifer Jacobs. Her first point to the ball game. May have Coach Hammond to mix it up. He's got to find a combination. It's going to make something happen. And Jacobs, when she's on the floor, something's going to happen. I don't know if you're always sure what, but it's going to be exciting, and she's going to push the envelope. 23-16. Clark with a lead to the ball. We're a minute into the second quarter. Here's a runner from 13 to the right side, and it's a floating up and in. First point of the game for Nicole McDermott. And it's down 25-16. 8:40 to play in the half. BC tried to feed in the middle, but Jacobs' inlet pass was way too short. Brzezowski had no chance at it. Clark will take it away and come back the other direction. Skip pass over to the right block. Trying to back in, nothing there. Comes back out on top to Coberson. Ubel, right side. Is that in charge? No. And there it is. It took him a minute to make the call. Coach Folsom was down there trying to help the official make the call. And there it is. The offensive call is going to go against Clark. It's going to be the foul on Kelchin. It's going to be her second foul this afternoon. 8:22 to go in the opening half. Benedictine Tredica by 9 at 25-16. Up for the basketball for Benedictine. Eisenhower High School product, Kennedy Nicholson. Reigns will go to the left side, wants to get a shot away, can't, well defended, long cross-court pass, Guida will cut loose, that one doesn't drop, and a rebound tipped around, it'll be saved by Clark. Ubel coming out with the basketball, quick outlet, now the feed on the left side, the fast break, the kick back out to the free throw line, up on top. Ubel drives right, dishes back, no one there for defense, and the shot is just poorly done. Rebounding with the miss has been addicted. 7:45 to go in the opening half, Lady Ravens down 9. I think these teams are going to get a little wild before this one's over. Here's a running shot. Kennedy Nicholson challenges the middle and scores it. Kennedy has 5, and it's 25-18. Clark. Again, Clark is on an 18-game winning streak coming in here this afternoon. Just spin to the baseline. The shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is Jennifer Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. 7:11 to go in the half. Nicholson will direct traffic with the left hand, dribble with the right, goes into the lane, and we have a foul by Jacobs off the basketball setting that screen. She will have her first foul today. Clark will bring it in from deep in the backcourt, and up the forward that they come. Maya Merschman. Back into the game for Clark. She's the one who hit those two big threes in the first half. Now she's at the top. She'll launch another three. That one hit the back of the rim with a long rebound. Pulled down by Benedictine, and Reigns will clear it away. Here's a three for Allie Brzezowski. No. And a rebound, Clark. So right now these two teams kind of abandoning the offense, just coming down and firing up three-point shots with 6.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens trailing it by some 7 right now. Pass out on the top. McDermott tries to drive in. Has the ball stripped away. Benedictine up the court. It's 2-on-2. Nicholson drives right. Goes left. We got a collision and a travel call on BC. Tell you what, that's nothing short of brilliant defense by Clark coming down the court to defend that shot. They did not have numbers and prevented an opportunity for Benedictine. Lady Ravens 5 on the court right now. I've got Reigns, Brzezowski, Harris Keough, Washington, and out on top, Nicholson. 6:10 to go in the half. Lady Ravens continue to trail by 7. Uncontested 3. Nobody there for defense. The shot is up and missing. Harris Keough with a rebound, and here comes Benedictine. I don't know if the Lady Ravens are missing people or if their the screen work is so good by Clark that they're getting these very open looks at shots. Reigns will drive in, splits three defenders, and takes it to the rack and scores. 4 points on the afternoon for Leah Reigns. It's 25-20, and Benedictine has cut the once 10-point lead for Clark in half. We're going to get a timeout. Clark, taking a break, and so shall we. It occurs here at 5:37 to go in the opening half. Ben Ashes of Kansas, where Pride 25, Lady Ravens 20.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Again, so it's so odd that the spots are perfect and the onset of the transition is perfect. In a couple of seconds in, it just kind of gets kind of wonky. I don't know what it is. But anyway, we kind of figure it out. Coming out of the timeout, called by Clark and head coach Courtney Boyd, it will be Pride basketball. They lead by five, and they'll bring it in out topside to Mershman. Mershman, a freshman at 5'11", averages 6.5 a game, and I mentioned she's already got six. Shot clock's at 12. Clark works to the left side. Great defense by Kennedy Nicholson. The kick will come out on top, and here's Mershman's three. Drains another one. Obviously, if she is left uncontested, she'll have 28, 30 today, something like that. She's at 9 already, and it's back to a 28-20 Clark lead. Down to 5 minutes ago in the opening half. BC topside with it. Riley Wade in the game for the first time. Here's Mr. Rocker for the long two. It's an air ball at 6'3". He couldn't quite get it that 19'9", and it goes out of bounds on the fly. Back he will come to Clark. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half. Coach Boyd on her feet and taking a long, hard look, making sure that she knows what she wants her to do. Skylar Culbertson up the floor. Make that McDermott up the floor with it. Back over to the right side. The drive, the runner, nope. Rebound, Twyman. I hear a whistle, and there's a foul against Benedictine. And it is going to be Aaliyah Reigns picking up her first foul on the day. Not a ton of fouls here. Pride has committed one in the second quarter. Benedictine has committed three. Free throw. It's up, and it is perfect. One more shot coming for the Pride at 4:39 to go. They can take that 10-point lead back again, and they will. A couple of free throws by Gianna Michaels. She has five today, and Benedictine with 4.5 to go. Again, down some 10 points. Lady Ravens right side, the feet in the middle. Misty Rocker shot way too short. Again, 8 feet away, shot at 6 feet, and Clark will field it on the fly. Down the left side, going into the rack. The shot is up, missing, and an offensive rebound. Now the ball is on the floor. Scrum for it, and diving in his rain. Jump ball called. It will go back to Benedictine. If there's a rumble on the floor, I think maybe of every player out there, I want Aaliyah Reigns with me. Yeah, maybe Skylar with me too. Between those two, I feel like I had a pretty good stacked deck because those two hustle, never quit, never relent. Mr. Rocca has it in the middle. Raymond's worked the perimeter. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Reigns to Twyla. Changes directions. Can't get a shot away. Shot clock's at 6. Here's Riley for 3. New. Rebound, Misty Rocca. Gets hugged from behind. No foul called. And she pushes it up and in. Tyra has her first bucket of the game. It is 30-22. 3.5 to go. First half. Lady Ravens trailing by 8 to the number 10 team in the nation. Clark will have it between the circles. Now they'll go over to the left block. Back and in, going in, and Misty Rocca blocks, and there's going to be a foul called. Is it going to be on Riley Wade, though, coming from the top side? It is. Misty Rocca had good position. He was between the shooter and the basket, and then Wade comes from the top side. I suspect, believing that she could reach in and steal the ball away, but in fact, successful only in picking up her first foul of the game. Clark back at the free throw line. This shot, no. One more free throw coming up here for, I think that's Taylor Hossie out there. She eyes it and thinks about it and shoots and scores. So Taylor has her fifth point of the game. It's 31-22 Clark. 3:24 left here in the first half. Now Hossie out of the ball game and back in for Clark will come Kelchin. 3:15 and rolling along here toward intermission. Skylar Washington with the ball top side, but she's fully two steps above the three-point circle, too far away. Kicks it back. Twyla, she'll go three, short. All the Raven shots coming up short today. And rebounding it back down. Clark, up with it. Mearsman. She'll cut left, dump it back behind her. The kick on top. What Clark does, among many other things, they move the ball well. They very briskly, quick snap passes. If you're pursuing the ball like they are in this player defense, they're wearing you out trying to find it. Here's a shot from the inside, misses. Offensive rebound, knocked away, and Skyler will come up with a loose basketball. Mishandles it, so the Ravens are foiled in a fast break opportunity. Back up with it will come, though, Benedict, and 2.5 to go. 14-footer. Good, Kennedy Nicholson. 31-24. We're at 2:20 to go in the half. Benedict and again within seven. Nicholson reaches in, slaps it away. Now it's loose on the floor, and it's going to be taken back by Clark. Nicholson's got to get to her feet. Here's a shot from the left side, up and good. Kennedy missed the ball and then lay there for a little bit. And that allowed Nicole McDermott to pick up the ball, look at it, eye it up, throw it down for a long two. 33-24. 2 minutes to play, first half. Here's Twyla, backs in, head fakes, nobody bites. The shot misses, and the rebound, Miss Yuraka has it. She gets tripped, thrown to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession back to Clark. Benedictine will take Twyla out of the game. Brzezowski comes in. Clark is going to return Tina Ubel to the game. Ubel averaging 10.2 a game, the 5'11" senior. She already has six, so she's well on pace for that mark again today. Minute 40 to go before halftime. The lob will come to the top of the key. Ubel has it there, looking, waiting for the cutter. She doesn't get underneath. She'll shoot from on top. The three is up and missing, and rebounding it down is going to be Riley Wade. Here comes Benedictin. Minute and a half to go in the half. Lady Ravens down 9. Clark with a pair of athletes coming to the scorer's table. They'll skip past to Misty Rocca. Again, she tries to feed into the middle, and again, the pass is poor. Stolen away by Clark. Over to the left side, and that one gets away. It comes back to Benedictin. Now for Clark, three players coming back in. Culberson returns, Michaels returns, and also into the game, down in the middle, we're going to see Taylor Hossie. 75 seconds to go in the half. Benedictin will bring it in from deep in the backcourt. Up court, Kennedy Nicholson. Runabom is back in, gets it to Allie. Allie drives, backs, twists, spins, turns, shoots, and misses. Rebound pulled down by Clark. Allie did everything in the world to get that shot away, and then it would not go in. 50 seconds left. Here's a wide-open three, rolling around. No. This is Rock up with a rebound, and Benedictine taking it the other way. Nicholson goes left side. Her pass telegraphed, and Raven's lucky that they're able to pick it back up. Here's Skylar with it. How quick the defense by Gianna Michaels is. Skylar never had a chance to get a look at the rim. Here's a feed inside, and another one thrown away by Miss Siraka. She's got to go trying to pass into the middle to Allie. 20 seconds to go when the half the shot clock is off. Clark looking for the final shot before intermission. They lead right now by 9. They want a double-digit locker room advantage. They have it on top. Drive the 16-footer. Perfect. The driving shot in the middle is up and good by McDermott. Ravens with 4 seconds. In the forecourt with 3. It's a half-court shot, air ball, halftime, and Lady Ravens need to circle wagons. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you in the Nolan. Clark, 35, Benedictine, 24.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show. on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game, the first of our college hoops doubleheader today. And the dance group with a bit of a different twist entertaining me. Really nice crowd here today at halftime. Let's recap the opening half scoring for you, shall we? First of all, for Clark, they have no one in double-figure scoring yet, but off the bench, Meyer Mershon on the verge at 9 points. Half a dozen apiece for Nicole McDermott and Gina Ubel. 5.5 for Gianna Michaels and Taylor Hosey. 4.5 for Emma Kelchin. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, pacing away, Kennedy Nicholson with 7. Misty Rocca, Rain Samaranich with 4. Scott Washington, 3. And Jennifer Jacobs, 2. We've seen very little from Natalie again today, much as we did Wednesday. She got 2 fouls very, very early on and has been out of the game for most of the first quarter and all of the second quarter. We got some halftime numbers handed to us here as the electronic part does not work, but we'll scan through those quickly. In the first half, Clark is 12 of 26 shooting the ball, hit 46%. Benedict has gotten a little better. 9 of 29 at 31%. 3-point shooting. Clark's hitting half of theirs. Benedictine and Icy, 2 of 12, 16% from the outside. Free throws, 7 of 10 for the Pride. The Lady Ravens are 4 of 5. Clark has a rebounding lead in the course of the ball game. Benedictine has turned it over 7 times to Clark, 5. And Clark has stolen the ball 3 times from Benedictine. Now, all those things add up. So Clark's team is very, very good. And McDermott playing fantastic for this team. She is 3 of 3 shooting the ball. Taylor Hosey, 2 of 2 shooting. And from the outside, we mentioned her shooting skill, Maya Mershman, 3 of 4 3-point shooting. Well, the teams are in the locker room. Don't forget the guys' game coming up at about 2 o'clock. We'll be here to bring you that one live here on CARE Radio as well. But right now, is there a half-court shot being taken for prizes for the students? We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll return to bring you the second half of the ladies' game and then the guys' game live. But right now, with your intermission score in Atchison, the Clark Lady Pride 35, Benedictine 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the comfort of the expansive CARE Radio Sports Studios.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College Basketball live from the Nolan. We're in the midst of the women's game. We'll be bringing you the men's game at about 2 o'clock or so. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a full slate of sports activities for the upcoming week. On Monday and Tuesday, we've got high school basketball with Monday night Valley Falls at Marhill Mount Academy and Tuesday, Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS. Those games are scheduled to start at 6 p.m. for the women's girls games and at 8 p.m. for the boys games. Wednesday night, we go back to Benedictine College basketball as we will have BC playing host to Central Methodist. 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Following Sports Look, we have Coach's Insights. Then, on Friday, we return to Marhill Mount Academy as they play host to JCN. The scheduled time for Friday's game is 6 p.m. for the girls, 8 p.m. for the boys. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 7-Eleven Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look at women's basketball in action across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have got Evangel leading William Penn at the half, 34-29. It is Missouri Valley above Mount Mercy, 37-29 in the women's game. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Clark is leading Benedictine, 35-24. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 23. High temperatures reach up to 46 tomorrow. Upper 50s, Monday, 40s, Tuesday, with a chance for scattered showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. The weather in North Atchison is relatively nice, especially for this time of year. We've got clear conditions, 48.9 degrees Fahrenheit reading on the temperature scale. The winds are light out of the west at about 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is relatively high at 39%. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.97 inches of mercury. Our dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature out there right now is 42 degrees. Taking a look around the area, Holton is checking in at 50 degrees, Valley Falls is checking in at 48, Leavenworth 46, and Horton 48 as well. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here in the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where Clark has made a long road trip. Come see you. Benedictine today, and at halftime, they lead the Lady Ravens 35-24. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, wasn't that a great job? That was some fun at halftime. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Kautz with you here, and looking through these halftime stats for Benedictine, the Clark defense has been very, very good. Okay, I mean, let's be candid. They are on an 18-game winning streak for a reason. Not only do they score, and they score very well, but they defend the ball, and they're causing Benedictine some shooting problems as BC is hitting 31% from the floor and 16% from outside. And good shooters are not scoring today for Benedictine. Samarin is 1-3. Skyler's 1-3. Allie Brzezowski's 0-4. You've got Twyla Carrasquillo 0-4. Bradley Wade missed the only shot she's taken. Kyra missed Uraka. Is 1-3, and we're talking about people who are getting good shots, good looks at it. The one player who is excelling today for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson, she's 3 out of 4 shooting the ball. She's 1 of 2 from the outside. She's got assists. She's rebounding the basketball and not only running into the point guard, but I don't know how she does this. 20 minutes into the game, she's played over 18 minutes so far today. So we'll hope that she doesn't run out of gas here as the second half moves along. For Natalie Samarin, foul trouble early on, and we'll see how much PT or how quickly she gets back out into the game. However, Natalie just checking the personal foul numbers. Yes, Natalie is, and I thought so, the only Benedictine player with more than one. And so she's going to be out there to begin the third quarter. For the Lady Ravens, it's going to be the original starting five. Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skyler Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. Coming out on the floor for Clark, it will be also their original starting five of Skylar Culberson, Nicole McDermott, Gianna Michaels, Emma Kelchin, and Tina Ubel. Lady Ravens will have it in play with alternate possession, awarding it to them at midcourt, and we are underway in the third quarter. 35-24. BC trails by 11 at halftime. Out on top of it, Raines, she'll cut right, stop, pulls up shorter than she normally would. The follow shot won't go in for Samarin, and Benedictine is 0 for 2 shooting in the first 20 seconds of the second half. Here comes Clark with the basketball, and they'll have it up top side. It's going to be batted away and knocked into the backcourt. They'll go back, retrieve it there, and up the floor with it is going to come from Nicole McDermott. Running shot is up and missing, and the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson down the right side. Out on top it comes, looking into the middle. It's going to be Raines. She'll dump it over to Skyler, who will launch and hit the three. Skyler Washington. Skyler has her second three of the game, has a half a dozen, and it's 35-27. A minute gone in the third quarter. Now Clark with the ball up top side. They will launch it down to the baseline, and it's going to be off the fingertips down at the baseline from Gianna Michaels, the little 5'6" junior. If you think Clark is like a really big team because they score a lot of points, they get a lot of rebounds, Clark is not big. Culberson is 5'4". Michaels is 5'6". McDermott is 5'7". So they are not some really big team. Here's a feed underneath. Beautiful shot by Samarin. Hit Brzezowski the assist. Madeline with a half a dozen. Benedictine battling back a little bit here. It's 35-29. 8.5 to go in the third. Out on top, the long three, not close. And a rebound is going to be saved deep in the corner by Ubel. She'll back in, slip, fall, maybe travel with it. And now as the ball is stolen by Raines, trying to get it back, Clark will pick up a personal foul, and it's going to be on Kelchin, and I've got her for three. And you notice Kelchin didn't turn left. She didn't turn right. She just turned and went straight off the floor. And as she comes off of that third foul, Coach Boyd's on her feet. She's taking a timeout, and we're taking a break. Benedictine coming out of the second half with a little bit of momentum. 8:15 to go in the third. Timeout of the court. Pride 35, Ravens 29.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Oh, Joseph, I will tell you, the transition music was fantastic right there. We're back to play here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Benedictine bringing it over to the right block. Trying to get the shot away. Nothing there. Out on top. Skyler, three more. Yes! Skyler Washington! Benedictine has come out in the second half hot. It's now 35-32. Lady Ravens are back to within three. Clark has not scored yet in the second half, and now we've got a huge collision. And we've got a 6'2" player who was taken out at the knees by a 5'4" player. And she was mowed down like a California redwood. Luckily, she gets back up and seems to be okay. And it is going to be Clark basketball coming in again. The lob comes out on top. Clark will cut into the lane. The running shot up and missing. Raines coming down with a rebound. Here comes BC. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Little outlet pass to the right side to Nicholson. Out on top. The feed to the left block, back in Brzezowski, spins, hook, shoots, missed it. Cannot miss the gimme shots, and now Brzezowski reaches in and ties this thing up. The official jumps in between them to break it up. You gotta love the intensity. Allie Brzezowski and she was going nose to nose in there with Tina Ubel. Possession arrow to Clark with 7:20 to go. Clark has still not scored in the second half. Lady Ravens are back to within one possession. Clark brings between the circles. Skip pass over to the right side. Hasse is in the game. Ubel with it on top. They'll dump it over to the right side to McDermott. Now the feed into the lane. The spinning shot. It's up. It's good. Plus one. And Clark is on the board. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It is her first foul today. And I don't know. Again, I'm sure it's a sign of the times, but so many steps in the middle. You could call it a Euro step, but if you want to call it the truth, you call it a travel. That's what it is. Free throw is on its way. It is good, and the completion of a conventional 3-point play for Clark and Taylor Hasse. She's got eight. It's 38-32. Clark, as we are now inside seven to go in the third quarter. Rosowski will have it at the top of the key for Benedictine. They'll feed into the left block. Backing in, backing in. The shot is up and good. Knocking it down, Natalie Samara, and she's at eight. 38-34. And now, again, Samarin is knocked to the floor. They are pushing and shoving that here. The drive to the left side, they'll bring it out on top. The officials just letting them go. Top of the key, Hasse. Wants to give it away, does. Gets it to McDermott. She'll pull up from 16, misses. And is Skylar going to be called for a foul as she reaches around? She is. Well, they sort this thing out. We're glad you're enjoying college basketball this afternoon here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Samarin coming out of the ball game and returning to the floor for Benedictine, the 6'3 sophomore from Mustang, Oklahoma. Kyra Misiraka. At the free throw line, the first of two rolls around and good. And Nicole McDermott has her seventh point of the game. One more shot coming here for the 5-foot, 7-inch sophomore guard, and it will go in as well. She's got eight. 40-34, Clark. 6:20 to play in the third quarter. BC out on top, the high post, Misiraka. They feed in the middle, and Skylar will throw it away and reaching in to steal it back. They're going to call Brzezowski for the foul, or is that going to be a jump ball? Surely that was a jump ball. It's not. They're going to call a foul on Allie. That'll be her first foul of the game. And Benedictine now with four fouls in less than 4 minutes of the third quarter. That means the game is going to slow down, and we're going to see a ton of free throws for Clark as his third quarter wears down. Here's McDermott with it on the left side. Out to the top of the key. Culberson. He'll dish it over to the right to Michaels. Plays off a screen. Drives back to the top. Shot clock at nine. Again, top side with it. Ubel. She'll just pull up for the three. Not even close. Rebound over the back. And the follow-up and in by Hasse. Taylor Hasse knocked it down, and she's at 10 points, the first player to double figures for either team. 42-34, Clark at 5.5 to go, third quarter. Brzezowski back out on top. Here's Skylar for three. Perfect! Skylar Washington! That is her third three of the third quarter, and it's a 42-37 lead for Clark. Clark with the basketball. They'll jump it over to the left side. That's McDermott with it. Back out on top, Culberson. Culberson goes up, hooks with her free hand, pulls Nicholson back, dishes it on top. The shot is up and missing, and the rebound's going to be taken away by Reigns. Shigging it out on top to Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt, down the left side in front of the Benedictine bench with 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side. Back out on top is Kyra. She'll play it up at the top. Bodies all over the floor. Here's a three. Reigns from outside. Aaliyah has seven. 42-40. 4.5 minutes to go. And right now, you've got Coach Boyd on her feet lecturing the official. And when she's done with that, she calls the timeout. Now she's going to lecture her team. We're taking a break at 4:27 to go in the third. Ravens battling back. Clark, 42, Benedictine, 40.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion,
Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated in...
Full timeout being exercised by Clark. And I will tell you that Coach Boyd is another one of the very animated coaches that we get an opportunity to watch, surrounded by her team at the bench to our right. Clark is going to come out on the floor with Culberson and McDermott and Ubel. They've got Hosney and Michaels. So four of the original starting five back out there for Clark. Here comes the ball and a skip pass out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Brzozowski. 15 on the shot, Clark. And Clark will bring it back in right in front of the courtside cafe. Looking. Can't find a place. Now finally get into the right side. Hosey. She'll start right. Get doubled up. Dish it left in the corner with eight. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Trying to drive in with four. The shot misses. Rebound. How about Kennedy Nicholson? She has been fantastic today. And up court with it will come BC. Lady Ravens can take a lead with a long shot. They have not been ahead today. And here it comes. No. And the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It will come back to Clark. That shot taken by Raines, who's just off the mark a little bit. Clark is going to make additional substitutions in the lineup. They're going to bring Izzy Peterson back in. Peterson started 13 of Clark's first 14 games. And then Culberson came back, and she lost her starting spot. But she's still getting some PT. Now we got a foul off the ball, and there's some pushing and shoving. Kyra is going to be called for the foul. Here come the Raven fans. That's what you're waiting to hear. Miss Uraka will have her first foul today. And as the Ravens are over the limit, it'll be a pair of free throws coming up here for the Pride. The first one launched. Nah. One more shot coming. Hosey is 2 of 4 at the free throw line today. This one is good. It is 43-40. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball, trailing by a possession. Skip pass over to Missy Rocca on the right side, out on top for Brzozowski. She'll dump it over to Skyler, still above the three-point circle. Here's Brzozowski, feeds Missy Rocca in the lane, on the floor once, turns, twists, shoots, and 3-second call. We have three officials here today, but my observation is there's only one who owns a whistle. Because the rest of them are letting them kind of go and play. One of them has decided to become a part of this contest. 3:10 to go. Skip pass out on top. Ball's knocked away. Oh, what a steal by Rain. She just reached in to pick Gianna Michaels' pocket. Here's Benedictine. Skyler Washington hands it on the left side. Plays off the screen. Dribbles it out to the top. Works her way all the way around to the right side to Rain. Holding it up there. She'll drive in. Goes up. Off the window. Got it. Plus one. Aaliyah Raines as the Ravens within a point. Count in the bucket. The foul is going to be on Izzy Peterson. And that's got Clark going to the bench for a couple of more adjustments to their lineup. And coming to the line for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines and a chance to tie. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to play. The free throw's good, and we're starting over. It is a 43-43 ball game. We're going to see multiple substitutions by both teams. Let's just hit the Benedictine five with Kennedy Nicholson, Skylar Washington, Twyla Cares Keogh. You've got Heather Runabom and Natalie Samarin. Those are the Benedictine five. Clark will come up the floor with it. They'll dump it over to the left side. Ubel holding it up high. Again, you've got to look in the middle at the fight going on at the five spot. It is spectacular. The pass on top. The drive to the right side by Mershman. Shot blocked by Washington. She has hit three of four three-point shots, and that one was rejected. Here's BC. Samarin over to the left side to runabout. Back out on top of comes Skyler. Skyler starts to the right side, pulls up her dribble, looking for help, kicks it over to Kennedy Nicholson. 14 on the shot clock, lots of time. Kennedy drives to the baseline, and her pass is going to be batted, hits the back of the backboard, and goes out of bounds to Benedictine. 2:07 to go in the third, and 9 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens have made this back into a game as they were trailing by as many as 11 in the first half. Skyler Washington will take the inbound, runs baseline, running shot up, no, gets your own rebound, and followed up a foul. Coming to the line for Benedictine is going to be Samarin. And the foul is on Clark and Tina Ubel. More substitutions into the game. Hasse will come out, and into the contest for Clark for the first time today is going to be Rebecca Schroeder, a 5'9 senior from Bellevue, Iowa. She averages a point a game, and the free throw's up and good, and Samarin has put Benedictine in front for the first time since it was 3-0. One more shot. Natalie got them both. It is 45-43, and Benedictine is on an 11-1 run right now. We go inside 2 minutes of play in the third quarter, and Clark walks it up and into the forecourt. Crossing at the top is going to be Culberson. Swings it over to the left side. McDermott, baseline, no. Rebound, offensive board, followed up, no. Rebound, Samarin. BC coming up with the basketball, and here come the Lady Ravens. Kennedy across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Slides down the left side. She'll go three. Yes! How about that? Kennedy Nicholson to the Raven. Crowd is on his feet in the Nolan. It is 48-43 Benedictine. We've got a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens up 5. Over to the right side with the ball is going to be Ubel. Feeds it off on top, McDermott. Back to the edge. The pass off the block. The shot is up and good, and a foul on Twyla. She came in late. Count the bucket. One free throw coming up as Twyla has her second foul of the game. Ubel. She's only an average free throw shooter. Misses that one. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Ronnebaum. And Heather will bring it up the floor for Benedictine. It is 48-45 Lady Ravens. Here's Reigns with the basketball. We're 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Reigns eases to the right side. Accelerates toward the baseline. Keeps dribble alive. Changes direction. Shoots and scores. Aaliyah Reigns. 50-45. And again, Benedictine by 5. In the last minute of the third. Clark on the right side. Comes top of the key. Looking in. They went in the middle. Schneider can't get it there. Comes back off on top to Culberson. Shot clock at 8. Culberson tries to drive in. Cut off with a double team. In some trouble with 5. With 4. Backing in with 3. With 2. A shoulder drops. The shot's up. No. Rebound Benedictine. Shot clock's off. Lady Ravens have the ball. They lead by 5. 14 seconds left, third quarter. Here's a 3 for Reigns. No! And a rebound to Clark. They can score. They've got plenty of time. 8 seconds, 7. Coast to coast. Push past left side. This is her shot for 3. Missed it. And we've got an offensive foul. Heather Renabom stood in and drew it. And the Ravens have 2 seconds to get down the floor. They're going to bring Brzezowski into the game. She's there to inbound it because she can throw the ball the length of the court. But she won't. Kennedy will take it, and we are at the end of three quarters. We'll be back. What a fourth quarter we've got coming up in this women's college basketball game. After 3 in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine 50, Clark 45.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
That was an absolutely outstanding third quarter for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, who went up against the number 10 team in the country and in the third quarter outscored them 26-10. For the Lady Ravens, there are now four players in double-figure scoring. 12 apiece, Aaliyah Raines and Skylar Washington. 10 apiece, Kennedy Nicholson and and Natalie Samarin. For Clark, Taylor Hasse in double figures with 11. Long way to go in this one, but an exciting, exciting comeback. Benedictine here at home this afternoon, BC. They're a tough team to play at home. They are 9-1 in the NOLAN this year. Starting for the Lady Ravens in the fourth quarter, you got Ronnebaum and Samarin. You've got Raines, Brzozowski, and Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine with the basketball, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. Nicholson has it on the right side. Kennedy Nicholson has been in the game over 28 minutes. She played every second, and a crossover layup by Ronnebaum is good from underneath. Ronnebaum. Heather gets her first point of the game, and it's 52-45. Benedictine by 7. 9.5 to go. Clark, let's see how they deal with the adversity. Ronnebaum, what a defensive play. The cross-court pass, he was able to slap it, knock it into the air and into the crowd. Clark brings it in with 17 on the shot clock. 9:20 to play in the game. Benedictine by 7. Clark has never had, I think, maybe adversity like this. It'll be interesting to see how they cope with it. From the right side, here's a three, wide right, long rebound, pulled back down by Clark. It skipped to the baseline, the easy shot for Ubel for 2. Tina Ubel has 10, and it's 52-47. 9 minutes to play. There's a long way to go in this one. But again, back to Kennedy Nicholson, putting up a three. That one won't go. Rebound, Clark. Nicholson was not off the floor for 1 second of the third quarter. Here's a coast-to-coast driving shot. It is up, and it is good. And Clark battling back. That was Emma Kelchin, and she's got 6. 52-49. Back-to-back goals by the Pride. Ronnebaum beats in the middle. Brzozowski back out on top of the Raines. Ronnebaum now down to Samarin. Ronnebaum in the middle. Brzozowski out on top. Raines. Shot clock at 9. Raines from 15. It's up. It's wide right. Rebound. Clark and Benedictine getting a little cold here in this quarter. Do I see Bristol in uniform tonight? Nice. Here's a feed inside. Stolen by Samarin. The pass was looking in the middle. They wanted to get it to Emma Kelchin, who never turned around, never saw the ball coming. Samarin, alert, picked it off out of the air, and here comes Benedictine. 7:50 to go. Pass to the right corner, and as the Ravens run their offense, Coach Folsom takes the timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with Benedictine down to 7:50 to play in the game. Lady Ravens 52, Clark 49.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There are some very, very good teams in the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's basketball. In the North Division, Clark 12-0 and 21-2. Grandview is 11-1, 19-4. Those two teams are going to the national tournament. Mount Mercy 7-5, Culver 4-8. You go down from there on the South Division. Central Methodist. Here's Benedictine coming in. A three. Skyler, no. Rebound. Pulled down by Clark. You got Central Methodist at 18-4. Benedictine 16-6. So probably two from the South going to the tournament. Here's a three, and it is good. Clark's right back at it. That is the first point of the game for Skyler Culberson, and a 7-0 run to begin the fourth quarter has drawn Clark back even at 52. 7-11 to play in the game. Ravens feed in the middle. Backing in. Samarin, hook, shot, no, rebound. Batted around on the floor. Clark will wrap it up, cover it up, and back up court with it. They will come. Up the floor and over to the left side. Way out wide is going to be Kelchin. Comes up on top to Ubel. Looking left, looking right. Now it goes to Culberson. Shot clock in single digits. The pass on top. The big for three. Misses. Rebound. Battled for and a collision. Is it a jump? Sure it is. Possession arrow back to Clark. Returning to the floor for Benedictine is going to be Kyra Misuraka. She'll be in for Samarin. 6:37 to go. Also into the game for Benedictine, you got Riley Wade out there. Yeah, the official stopping play for a moment. I'm not sure quite what it's all about. Reset the shot clock. Here we go. Clark will have it in with a fresh shot clock. 6:37 to play. Inbound, it comes out on top. Kelchin shoots, draws the foul, hits the bucket. Oh, travels with it. That's the call that I've been waiting for all day. Those steps at the baseline as they sidestep into the goal. That time, the very experienced official who's getting really chewed on by Coach Boyd as he comes by the bench, she doesn't like that call, but she's been getting away with it for all day and maybe all season. 6:20 left. Driving in is Skyler. Back to Alley. Right side. Reigns with it. Aaliyah kicks it back. Kyra from 17. No. Rebound underneath Reigns. Knocked out of her hand. They're going to call it a block. No foul. Ravens will have it in with 18 on the shot clock and 6:06 to go in the game. Kennedy Nicholson, who got her only break of the second half right there. And she was out of the game from 7:11 to 6:06. She was out for a minute and 5 seconds of the second half. Nicholson brings it into Skyler. Washington starts at the top, goes to the baseline. The runner, good for two. Skyler Washington, 14 points. And it's now 54-52 Benedictine. And we've got 5:50 left. Little shake and bake on top. Riley Wade stays with her. And looks back in with Brzezowski down there. She is going nose to nose with Hazy. Now here's a runner from the left side. The shot is up. No good. And Brzezowski rebounds it down for Benedictine. 5:25 to play. Brzezowski goes left side. Wade out on top. Skyler launching three. Hits it, but wait a minute. We got a foul by Benedictine off the ball. Allie Brzezowski is called for the foul, and Skyler's three-point shot wasted. Brzezowski will have her second foul tonight, this afternoon. 5:21 to play. Clark coming up with the basketball. Benedictine by two. Quickly to the left side. The skip pass underneath. Hazy trying to get inside. Brzezowski doing a great job defensively. Comes out on top to Culberson. Culberson works to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul on Kennedy Nicholson. This is going to come over. Kennedy's second foul and Benedictine's second fourth quarter foul. Wright has not committed a foul yet in this quarter, and he'll bring it in back up topside again. Hooper will have it up high. Hands it over to Culberson. She'll accelerate left, goes into the lane, puts a wild shot up that misses, and the rebound taken away by Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. She is one on three. Going to slow it up a little bit here. Comes out on top to Kyra. Hissy Rocker right side. Connor Washington. 4:40 to go. Out on top. Riley Wade. It's a three wide to the right side. That was not close. Rebounding it back down comes Clark. 4.5 to go in the game. Clark. They've got to be worried just a little bit. I can't imagine how many times that they have been trailing at this point of the game. And now we're going to have Riley Wade, who is badly out of position, called for a foul. Wade will have her second foul of the game, and she's going to come back out. And in for Benedictine now, Aaliyah Rain. 4:27 left. Looking. Clark looking, and finally, get it in time? No. We're going to get a foul on an illegal screen set. Taylor Hazy. And a timeout on the floor. Wow. What a great finish this game's going to shape up with. We've got 4:26 left. Timeout on the court. It'll be Benedictine ball when we come back. Lady Ravens 54, Pride 52.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Going to be interested to see if Clark figures out how to come back. As they find themselves trending here in the fourth quarter by only two with 4:26 to go. But Benedictine in the fourth quarter has been miserable. 5.5-plus minutes into the fourth quarter. How many points do the Lady Ravens have? Two. Got to score more than 2 points in 5.5 minutes if you're going to beat the number 10 team in the nation. So I guess the flip side of that is they're due to start scoring. I mean, if you're into the numbers and the percentages and things like that, very, very due to score. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in, and up the floor with it will come Kennedy Nicholson. Again, Kennedy's been out of the game for 5 minutes in the second half, and other than that, she's been in all the way. Now Kennedy's pass thrown away, taken away by, what is that all about? Taken away by Clark. Over to the right side with it, they're going to come. Here's going to be Uba with it. Uba looking in. Comes back off on top. Michaels swings it over to the left side. 4 minutes to play. Single digits of the shot clock. Clark with the ball down two. They're going to get a little patient here. Here's a runner. Up, missing. Offensive board. Up, missing. But if Benedictine foul, and Clark will come to the free throw line with a chance to tie, the foul is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. Only her second foul of the game. Benedictine, no foul trouble now. No one with more than two. Clark. Only Kelchin has three. No one else has more than two. The free throw here fails. One more free throw coming up for Emma Kelchin. She is a 74.3% free throw shooter. Second one is good. And Benedictine leads by one. And still, BC not scoring in the fourth quarter. We are over 6 minutes in, and the Lady Ravens have 2 fourth quarter points. And a pass thrown away in a collision in midcourt. It's going to come back to Benedictine. Clark player napping out on the floor. Here's a three. Good! And we've got a timeout on the court. Taking a break with 3:29 to play in the game. Ravens 57, Pride 53.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Joseph, the transition sound has returned, and we return to the Nolan Gymnasium as the trainers are out, continuing to take a look at one of the Clark players who has fallen to the floor. And I tell you what we're going to do. Joseph, if you would take a little a little more time, and we're going to kind of catch up with you here in a moment. We'll let you know what's going on. 3:29 to go in the ballgame. It remains Benedict in front of Clark, 57-53.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, as we come back to the Nolan, the Broncos are playing a quick turnaround shot by Emma Kelchin, and the Ravens lead cut now to 57-55. A player on the court for Clark injured, but she got up and came off the floor under her own power. Gianna Michaels, and here's a three, Skyler, short! Oh, that was a big shot for Benedict, and they would have given him a double two-possession lead. Now, with 2:55 to go in the game, Clark has the ball down by a pair. Ball comes out topside. Little elbow throw in here by Ubel. We're going to get Skyler. Ubel, she doesn't handle a ball, but yet she's driving, and now we're going to get a block. Oh, my goodness. I'll let the crowd tell you about that call. It will be Scott Washington's second foul, and Clark will come back to the free throw line, where Ubel is 2 of 5 today with 10 points in the game. 2:42 to play. Ubel throws it in. It is a 1-point Benedictin lead. 57-55. 2:42 in basketball time is a real long time. One more shot. Gets it to roll in, and we're tied at 57. BC up court with it. Into the forward court. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. Out on top, Brzezowski. Over to the left side. Skyler goes three. In and out, no. Wouldn't drop in. Rebound. Underneath, and that's going to be Hazy. Here comes Clark. Lady Ravens absolutely unable to score in the fourth quarter. After a phenomenal third quarter, putting points on the board, the fourth has been a disaster. Here's a push off underneath, and then they're going to call a foul on Benedictson. Hazy used a free hand and shoved away and pushed Natalie Samarin away. Got a shot that she missed, and then they called Natalie. She came back in for the rebound for her third foul. Her fourth foul. The free throw is good, and Clark is back in front on the free throw. Hazy, one more shot at the line. Looks and shoots and scores. She has 13. And Clark pushes now to a 59-57 lead. And we've got 2:05 left. Ravens on top. Here's a feed over to the right side. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And back it comes to Clark. Over 8 minutes into the fourth quarter, the Lady Ravens have 7 points in the quarter. They scored 26 in the third. BC brings it in. Samarin has it on the right side. Minute 56, minute 55 to go. Ball up top side. Ravens little swing back and forth. Nicholson, Brzezowski, shot clock at 9. Terrain, she'll back away. Thought she was going to shoot it, doesn't. 5 seconds, 4. Skyler's going to have to take the shot in traffic, missed it. Rebound, Clark. A minute and a half to go. Clark has the ball up by 2. Way out top side, Culberson backs away. Dishes it over to the right side to Ubel. Skip pass, right side of the lane. It's going to be knocked away. Skyler picks it up. Gets it to Brzezowski. She's on the floor. Gets fouled from behind. No foul called. A push. Skyler Stone to the floor. No foul called. Here comes Clark with a minute 15 to go. And now an elbow thrown. Skyler's down. She was hit with the roundhouse by Culberson. And we're taking another timeout. With a minute 11 to go in the game. Bryant 59, Benedict at 57.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good to have you with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where this women's college basketball game has kind of taken an ugly turn as it has gone on. Players on the floor, elbows thrown. Now the assistant coaches for Clark are having a word with the official. I know officials who will tell you, I'll talk to the head coach, I ain't talking to you. But anyway, apparently they're going to have some sort of a conversation. A minute 11 to play. And now the officials have come over to score. But the question is, I think they finally decided they're going to look at this and see how flagrant it was. And if, in fact, it is as flagrant as I felt it was, there will be an ejection to follow. We will wait and see. And if there's an ejection, I'm curious to see Coach Boyd and how long it takes to pull her off the rafters, because that's where she will go. And they're taking a warm-up. That was a very ugly elbow that was swung and thrown and hit Skylar Ronshi. But Skylar looks okay. She's acting okay. Her teammates were concerned about her because she felt like a sack of flour. Now the officials having a powwow out on the logo in the center circle, and they wouldn't be talking about it this long if they weren't thinking about it. A minute 11 to play. Don't forget the guys' game. It's coming up, and going to be close to on time with an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off for that one. Lots of basketball coming up in the next game, and you got Coach Boyd out here. She is just coaching and coaching. Now they're calling the coaches together. This could be really interesting. And they're going to discuss this now. I'm sure he's telling them, okay, you guys got to tell your kids to quit playing this way. But are they going to do anything about it? That is the question here. And so apparently they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to lecture them a little bit and say, little Johnny, little Susie, don't do that again. And that is kind of weakly handled by the crew here today. A minute 11 to go. The crowd is also disappointed in the lack of enforcement by the crew here. And we're back at it. Benedict's going to be putting it in play. Lady Ravens with the ball, trailing by 2. And into the floor court, they come over to the left side, comes back out on top. Skyler has it now, straight ahead, top of the key, drives left, goes in, shot. Good. Skyler Washington ties the game. Skyler's got 16. 59-59 with 50 seconds to go. Down the floor with it. Right side, Clark. If Clark does not score and Benedict can get the ball, then they can take a final shot. 15 on the shot clock, 35 to go. Clark works it off top side. Looking in. Looking in is Ubel. He's stolen by the Ravens. Knocked away and stolen by Benedictson. Natalie Samarin got a hand on it. BC taking a timeout. And the Lady Ravens are going to whip the shot clock off. Have an opportunity for a final shot to win. We're taking a timeout with 24 seconds left. Benedictson 59, Clark 59.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
On the Benedictine sideline right now, there's only one question. It's resonating around the huddle. Who takes the shot? Who is going to put this one in the air? You look at the players and how they've done today. Kennedy Nicholson has been phenomenal. 13 points. Aaliyah Raines outstanding with a dozen. Natalie can get inside. She's in double figures. Skylar Washington, though, has had the hot hand. She's got 16. Going to be interesting to see who takes the shot. It will be put in play by Skylar Washington across the way just into the Benedictine forecourt. And now we're going to see a timeout by Clark. Those are going to hang on to it right here. The second game of the afternoon is going to be another great one. Is the Clark Pride coming in? Supposed to get off at 2 o'clock, and just depending on how this last shot goes, whether it's going to get away at 2 o'clock or not. But
you on air?
Yeah, I think so, as far as I know. And, oh, yeah, we're good. We're great. 24 seconds ago here in this ladies' game. What Clark did, they wanted to see how Benedictine was going to do the impact. They were looking to see what the alignment was, certainly what the personnel was, although I can't imagine there was a lot of question about who those five were going to be here in this last possession. And maybe you could try to get some idea and perhaps anticipate. Now, Clark is going to make adjustments for that inbound alignment for Benedictine. Do you change that now? Do you switch it up on him? Or do you say, that was my best call, that is what I feel is my best play, and that is... that's the hill I'm going to fight this thing on. So, it'll be curious to see how this wraps up. Of course, 59-59. A great crowd here this afternoon. And I'm going to be very candid. A phenomenal number of people who have come from Dubuque and Iowa and, you know, that area down here to support Clark on this 18-game winning streak. Can the Lady Ravens snap it? Skylar Washington again is going to do the inbound work for Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens have the starting five. It'll come into the backcourt to Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson across midcourt. Working against Culberson. Goes right to Skylar. Out on top. Raines. Running motion. Turning down the clock to 14. Back out on top. The feet in the middle. The back door. Skylar got pushed. No foul. Rebound is on the floor. Clark's got it with six. Up the court with five. Across the timeline with three. An NBA three. It's an air ball. And we're in overtime. A shove underneath the goal, and there was no foul called, and we're going to be back. We'll take it to extras at the end of regulation in the ladies' game. Benedictine 59, Clark 59.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Okay, the first concession is the guy's game's not starting at 2, okay? Just letting you know, being straightforward, being right up with it, it will not begin at 2 o'clock. So, Joseph, you get who knows how much OT today. Like, you're looking for that, right? So, we have put 5 minutes up on the scoreboard clock, and we will go to overtime. When was the last time there was an overtime game played in this gymnasium? It was the last game. The Benedictine men were in overtime in their last outing. Let's go here with, for the Lady Ravens, an interesting starting alignment as Kyra Misuraca is out there with Allie Brzozowski. And who else we got? Skylar Washington, Aaliyah Raines, and Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy's going to play over 40 minutes today, by the way. That's a testament to athleticism and conditioning. Wow. And the ball is up. Ravens are going to take the tip. And here we go. Benedictine with the basketball. Raines will have it on the left wing. Comes out on top. Skylar, she goes three. She missed it. It was halfway down. But Misuraca follows it home. Kyra. Benedictine goes in front. 61-59. 4:30 left in the OT. The lob in the middle. On the floor. One spinning, shooting, scoring. And we're tied again off the hand of Kelchin, who's got 11. 61-61. 4:20 to go. BC back to the right side to Skylar. Out on top. Raines. She thought about the three really hard. We'll pull up for the 15-footer instead. It will not drop. And a rebound. It's going to be fought for. Ubel's in the middle. Two Ravens tie her up. And we got a jump ball? No, they're going to call a foul on Misuraca. Oh, my gracious. The crew here today is getting a lot of ire from the crowd. Kind of hard to argue with the crowd. 4:10 to go for Kyra. A couple of fouls in a game. And Clark back at the line with Kelchin. She's a good shooter. First free throw short. Kelchin with 11 points. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line before that failure. This one is up and good. And Clark goes up by one, 62-61. 4 minutes to play in OT. BC out on top, Brzozowski. Misuraca has it. Back over to the right side. Kennedy feeds inside. The spinning shot, good by Brzozowski. That is the first point today for Allie Brzozowski. Hard to believe. Benedictine in front by one at 63-62. And the Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Raines with the basketball. She'll kick it over to Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by one, 3.5 to go in OT. 5 minutes sounds like a long time, but in overtime it goes so fast. Misuraca playing between the circles. A collision. Bodies on the floor. No foul. Raines will climb back to her feet, take the pass. The feed in the middle. The shot by Allie misses. Rebound on the floor. Still rolling around. Players diving all over it. We got to get a jump on. We're getting a timeout. The officials look at the others. They are so confused. And then they decide, well, we'll call a jump ball. It's always safe. 3:15 to go. 63-62. Benedictine in the possession arrow to Clark. And they will walk it up the floor. Bringing it up slowly is Skylar Culbertson. Culbertson for Clark. She's way up high between the circles, nearer the center circle than the top of the key. Feeds in the middle. Posse has it. Can't get around. Goes to Ubel. Feeds baseline. Drop it shoulder, shot up, no. Rebound. Benedictine Raines comes out with it. She will go into the middle with big players that come out with rebounds a lot and is so strong inside. 2.5 minutes to play. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by one. Out on top is going to be Raines, working in front of the Benedictine bench. Coach Bolsman is on his feet, directing the team. Out top with it, Nicholson slides around right, goes off the screen, dishes it over to Raines. Shot clock's at 4. Raines goes in, goes up, missed it. Rebound, Clark. And now the ball's going to be stolen away, and we're going to get another foul call. This is a painful call to watch. They're going to call a foul on Raines. Range is going to be called for the foul, and it'll be her third today. And we walk again to the other end of the floor. BC is going to bring Samarin back in. Coach Folsom is really, really frustrated with, I think, the calls here today. Understandably so. At the free throw line for Clark is going to be McDermott. Her first shot is good, and we're tied. McDermott is perfect on the day at the free throw line and has 9 points. We're even again at 63. One more shot for the lead. Good. Clark is back up by one. 2:16 to go. 64-63 Clark. On the right side. Driving across. Here it goes to Skyler. Skyler from 12. Knocks it down, Skyler Washington. 18. 65-64 Benedictine, and we're inside 2 minutes again. Skyler Washington, 18 points. She has been phenomenal. Clark will work around to the left side, skip it to the free throw line. Looking in the middle. It's batted away. It's on the floor. It's rolling around. Clark dives on it. It's rolling out toward midcourt. They're going to pick it back up. Shot clock at 9. Driving to the right side at 7. Looking in the middle at 5. I don't think they're aware of the clock. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a runner. It's off the mark. Rebound on the floor. Battle for. Ravens reach in. Elbows flying again. This crew has done a weak job of controlling the players and stopping some of the wildness out there. This time a jump ball is going to belong to Benedictine with a minute 23 left. Lady Ravens have the ball, leading by one. 65-64. Nicholson up the floor. Ridden all the way. Gets it to Skyler. Out on top of the rain. Ravens running a little motion like they did in the regulation. Now they'll feed in the middle. Natalie turns, kicks it out to Skyler with 11. Skyler goes baseline, throws it up, and gets knocked to the floor. The ball spins all the way around and kicks out. She'll come to the free throw line. That was an undeniable foul by Kelchin. That will be her fourth foul this afternoon. We're going to get a timeout before the free throws are shot. Yes, we are. Taking a break, Joseph. Exactly a minute to go in overtime. Ravens are going to be at the free throw line. Benedictine leading at 65-64.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion. Care.
With exactly 1 minute to play in the overtime, Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. Left side of the lane is Ali Brzezowski. Right side of the lane, Natalie Samarin. In the backcourt, Alea Raines and Kennedy Nicholson. And at the line, Benedictine Skyler Washington. Skyler steps up. The first free throw, no. As great a shooter as Skyler Washington is, she is not a very good free throw shooter. On the season, hitting 65% of her shots, coming in today, 26 of 40 at the free throw line. Second free throw, misses the boat. Rebound, Clark had it, lost it. It's on the floor. Raymond is drumming for it. We're going to get another jump ball called. It'll come back to Clark. With 58 seconds to play, and Skyler missing back-to-back free throws, Clark with a chance to retake the lead. But Benedictine is in front by one. You got to keep that in mind. And then the ball stolen away! What a job by Samarin! And Benedictine up the floor. They're going to run some time down here. Get Nicholson on top. 40 seconds to go. There's still about almost 20 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Samarin at the free throw line. Back to the rim. 12 on the shot clock. Gets it to Rain. 10 on the shot clock. Out to Skyler. NBA 3. Short. Rebound. Clark has it. And they're going to save the ball. And all the way to midcourt, Coach Boyd takes the timeout. Now the shot clock is off. The Pride will have a look at the rim for the final shot of the game. We'll be back with 23 seconds left. Raven 65, Pride 64.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. The first of our hoops doubleheader this afternoon has gone overtime, and the overtime is coming down to the wire. It is 65-64 in the women's game, and the men's team are standing in the lobby areas adjacent to their respective locker rooms, getting ready to come out for our second contest of the afternoon. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio, handling things, doing a great job. Tom Couch will be here, and each team has one timeout remaining. Benedictin will be back with that same five. You've got Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski for Clark. It's Culbertson, McDermott, Kelchin, Ubel. And I'm going to pick up who our player number five is out there. We'll get it in just a minute. Now the official. And Horn and BC taking a timeout. Yes. No? Oh, they just got some debris out there. The officials letting them go out, and BC will police that up. Okay, here we go. Clark putting it in play in their forecourt. 23 seconds left, trailing by one. They'll glide to the left side. They've won 18 games in a row. Down to the baseline. The shot. No. Rebound. Benedictin with the basketball and Reigns. Another defensive board under the rim, and she's immediately fouled. Is BC taking a timeout? Brzezowski says, Coach, you want a timeout? What do I do here? You want me to call a timeout? She's like, what do you want me to do, Coach? I don't know. I'm confused. Allie, it's so good. And the Ravens are just going to be putting it in play in the backcourt. 13 seconds left, leading by one against full court pressure. Who are you going to give it to? Who's your best free throw shooter? That's who they're going to foul. It comes in to Samarin. She's a good one to foul for Benedictin because she can shoot free throws. And a headlong dive by Kelchin fouls her out of the game. 22, I suspect, should be exiting. She's walking to the other end like she's going to business as usual, but that's all going to come to a scream and halt. I love how she's ignoring everyone. And now spins around, looks at the clock as if to say, what? Me? Who? Five? What? 11 seconds to go. Now she's still going up. She's going to play. They can't make her quit. 65-64, Benedictin. Kelchin has no intention in the world of leaving the floor. And now the officials are stopping plays. They're going to review this. Well, Kelchin's the one who committed the foul. She went headlong like Batman jumping for the basketball. And now they're going to review this, and it's a golden opportunity for me to remind you that college basketball is coming your way this afternoon on your favorite radio station, KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And we are thrilled to have you with us. If you're tuning in and expecting men's college basketball, well, patience is a virtue, and we'll be having that coming your way very shortly. But right now, with 11 seconds left in the ladies' game, which is now in overtime with 11 seconds left, let's see what... The officials who have struggled mightily today, we're going to talk about it, what they're going to do. And I'm not sure if they're reviewing game film or if there's they're playing Space Invaders. That's an old Activision reference that probably is lost on pretty much everybody. 11 seconds to go in this ball game for Benedictin. Overtime, 6 points. Two by Skyler, two by Allie Brzezowski, two by Kyra. For Clark, their points have come from Kelchin, who I still believe has just fouled out of the game, and from Nicole McDermott. And the crew continues to take its time out here. Monday night, isn't it Monday? We've got high school basketball. We're going to go up to the MHMA Gymnasium, where it will be volleyballs coming to town. Girls game first, and, 6 o'clock-ish. Guys game coming up after that one. So, we'll have high school hoops, and still this crew struggles. We've had a lot of spent time here today with this group. Let's see what they've decided. Or in fact, if they have decided anything. They're going to reset the game clock to 12.7. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictson, Natalie Samira. And Natalie, I mentioned when they were picking who they were going to foul, Natalie is a pretty good free throw shooter. I don't want to hex anybody, but she's pretty good. A 6'2" senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota. She steps up here, taking her time, looks it over. First one, nope. Simple as that. One more shot coming up for Natalie. She'll take her time. This one, got it. She is the best free throw shooter on this team, hitting 85%+ at the free throw line, but she hits one of two. Benedictson goes up by a pair, and we're going to have the last timeout of the game by Clark. Clark taking a break, 12.7 to go in the game. Benedictson 66, Clark 64.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The Lady Ravens are the first team to return to the floor. And again, it's going to be Skylar Washington, Aaliyah Rain. You got Kennedy Nicholson, Natalie Samarin, Allie Brosowski. With the timeout, Clark will have it in play in their forecourt, 12 seconds, and here we go. They trail by two. Do you go for three? Do you go for two? See what they decide to do here. They'll take it around to the left side. Do the Ravens foul? Here's a feed out to the left. Driving in. The running shot off balance is up. It's missing. Rebound now. The Ravens win it. Benedictson in overtime knocks off the number 10 team in the nation and points an 18-game winning streak. The score in Atchison. The final. Benedictson 66. Clark 64. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan, where the crowd is still just electric as the Benedictine Lady Ravens come from behind it. They didn't just come from behind. They were down double digits in the opening quarter, down 11 at halftime, and a huge third quarter. Got on back of the game. They get into overtime and win it this afternoon, 66-64 over Clark. For the Pride, 13 today for Taylor Hosney, a dozen apiece for Kelchin and Uba. With 9 was McDermott and Mershon. 3 today for Skyler Culberson. For the Benedict and Lady Ravens, Skyler Washington, how good was she today? She had 18 points for Benedictine, 4 three-point shots on the day, 13 for Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, you talk about an iron man. She was spectacular and was scarcely out of the game at all. I would say in 45 minutes of the game, she played 42 or 3. Going continuing with Lady Ravens scoring, it was Aaliyah Raines, a dozen points for Raines, 11 for Natalie Samarin. Off the bench, Kyla, Misty Rocca with a half a dozen and then two apiece. Allie Brzezowski, Heather Ronnebaum, and Jennifer Jacobs. Benedictine is now 17-6. They're going to go to the national tournament. Clark is 21-3. Oh, yeah, they are definitely going to the national tournament. These two teams will meet again, very possibly in the conference postseason tourney. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We're going to take a quick breather and be right back. Men's college basketball coming up next. Final score in the opener. In overtime, Benedictine 66, Clark 64. Joseph, if you be so good as to take great care of our good listeners, we're returning here to the Nolan in about 17 minutes for men's ball.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.